Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
View. Another matter of interest is indeed the presidential primaries, though both Biden and Trump do have opponents on the ballot, even though those opponents have officially dropped out. Could we see a protest vote? Well, let's head to the polls and check in live with KYW's Matt Coughlin, who's been speaking with voters today. Matt?
Ian, that presidential election certainly has been on the mind of voters. We've spoken with voters from both parties who expressed support for their candidates. One voter in particular voting for President Biden expressed concern with the war in the Middle East. That war in the Middle East has led to some protest votes in other states, the so-called no Biden vote. I did speak with one Democrat who, expressed her concerns about the war. This is Anna Lopez.
Tens of thousands of people being slaughtered. I just can't stomach that.
Can I ask you, the rest of your ballot largely blue then?
Yes, I'm a Democrat.
So you heard there, the Democrats really falling into three categories. There's those that are just in support of Biden, in support of his policies on Israel. And then there's those that are, opposed to some of the policies, the war in the Middle East, but still feel strongly about President Biden. And then again, we just heard from Anna Lopez, she voted nope, not for, she did not vote for Joe Biden out of protest. That's the story here. There has been a steady turnout. It's picked up over the evening, but poll workers have told me they have a smaller turnout than normal because of the mail-in vote, Ian.
Matt Coughlin with us. Former President Trump could see a protest vote of his own since Nikki Haley's name appears on the ballot despite her campaign turning off the lights.
It's Election Night 2024. Special coverage on KYW News Radio. Here's Ian Bush.
At one point in our not-too-distant past, it was unclear whether President Biden would seek a second term, and Republicans were lining up for a chance at becoming the party's new standard-bearer, ready to deliver a real challenge to former President Trump. But the torch would not be passed, not for the Democrats, for whom America's oldest sitting president said re-electing him was the only way to keep Trump from getting back in the White House, and not for Republicans, who saw their own candidate born in the 1940s bulldoze the field without ever taking a debate stage. And so here we are, the Pennsylvania primary. Might not be the barn burner some were looking forward to on the presidential side, but don't let that be a turnoff. There are still some sizzling contests voters are deciding as we speak, led by the race for state attorney general. Five Democrats, two Republicans are vying for their respective parties' nominations. We'll also be looking at the congressional primary in Bucks County, where incumbent Republican Brian Fitzpatrick faces a challenge from the right, and in the Northeast, where the incumbent state rep Democrat Kevin Boyle, who has mental health issues, is being primaried by Johnny Dock's nephew.
So with us tonight, we've got two of the best political strategists in the game. They have been for decades. In the red corner, Christopher Nicholas, a Republican political and public affairs consultant with Eagle Consulting Group. He joins us on Zoom. In the studio, we have veteran Democratic consultant Neil Oxman of the Campaign Group in Philadelphia. What will you two be watching for tonight? We'll start with you, Chris.
Nice to be with you, folks. It's a little bit jarring to be on with you and not hear the clitter clatter of the typewriter in the background, because that's what I grew up with as a kid growing up in Bucks County. For me, statewide, the attorney general race on both sides has been fascinating. We've got a bunch of good congressional primaries in all parts of the state. And I'm also looking to see what, if any, call them protest votes or whatever you might. We could see in the presidential race on both sides.
We like it too, Chris. We miss it too. Neil Oxman is with us as well. Neil, what are you looking for tonight?
Overall, I'm looking for turnout. I mean, is turnout going to be a precursor to what happens 27 weeks from today in the general election? There was a time, and Pennsylvania is still there, when the Pennsylvania primary, because of where it is in the calendar, where for a few weeks there's nothing major before it, and we're the only major state having a primary today, where Pennsylvania was very important in Democratic primaries in the past, obviously because Trump and Biden don't have challengers that are meaningful, it matters less. But I'm looking overall how many D's and R's vote today.
Our Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort is here as well. Jim, we hosted a debate among the Democratic candidates for state attorney general last week. You interviewed both Republicans running since the party-backed candidate declined to debate. What were the big issues? What stuck out to you during those debates and your interviews?
We'll get into a lot more of this in depth tonight, but really there aren't many differences aside from the obvious political differences. The personalities are different and kind of how they'll get to the end point. But typical, you know, protecting Pennsylvanians from scammers, gun violence, the opioid crisis, all those issues were front and center. Housing crisis. We'll talk about it more as the night goes on.
Yeah, throughout the night, we will be seeing those general election battles take shape. For instance, Pennsylvania has a Republican treasurer and Republican auditor general. And tonight, Stacey Garrity and Tim DeFore will learn which Democrat they will face in the fall. We have much more to come as our Pennsylvania primary night coverage continues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.